Still more missing strangers had become familiar then, as she'd made the stations of some unthinkable cross. She had, while producing her own posters, watched the faces of other people's dead emerging from adjacent copiers at Kinko's to be mounted in the yearbook of the city's loss. She had never, while putting hers up, seen one face pasted over another, and that fact finally had allowed her to cry, hunched on a bench in Union Square, candles burning at the base of a statue of George Washington. She remembered sitting there, prior to her tears, looking from the monument that was still taking shape at the base of Washington's statue to that odd sculpture across 14th Street, in front of the Virgin Megastore, a huge stationary metronome, constantly issuing steam, and back again to the organic accretion of candles, flowers, photographs, and messages, as though the answer, if there was one, lay in somehow understanding the juxtaposition of the two. And then she had walked home all the way to her silent cave with its blue painted floors, and had trashed the software that had allowed her to watch CNN on her computer. She hadn't really watched television since, and never, if she could help it, the news. But Case's missing person, it had developed, was missing in some additional and specially problematic way. Where was her father? He had left the Mayflower and hadn't returned, and that was all that anyone seemed to know. On the advice of her mother's lawyers, she had hired private investigators who had interviewed cab drivers, but the city seemed to have acquired a very specific amnesia with regard to Wingrove Pollard, a man gone so thoroughly and quietly missing that it might be impossible to prove him dead. The dead, her mother had forever been fond of saying, remember. Remember what? Case had never wanted to ask. Are you awake? Damien's stubbled head appearing at the top of the stairs. We're going out to the brasserie. You're welcome. No, she says. I'm going to sleep, and desperately hopes it's true.